The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Hey, everybody's back in the studio. What, you don't want to make noise?
Waiting.
We're waiting.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
Christmas.
Christmas. I'm feeling some fuzz in here. Hey, they've done a survey on all the radio shows at Fresh FM, and they're like anonymous survey. And people write down stuff. Turns out ours isn't doing so well. There was like only one person that did it though, and that was me.
Thank you.
Destination, you don't know. Oh, who knows how far it will go? But we've got the time to figure out where we can fly. I can see your colors shine, diamonds inside your eyes. Doesn't matter.
That was Jola Burns, Going Up Now, and they are going nowhere but up. Have you guys heard of them before?
No.
I haven't. Oh, yeah, and yours. Sorry, I didn't unmute you before.
Wow. That's not going up.
There you go. that voice is going up.
Up and up.
Yeah, that is Jola Burns. They are just making waves, man. They are finalists for the Rock Quest.
Yeah, I know.
Been stories about both Kahu and Aliana in different bits and pieces. Mm-hmm. So congratulations to them. This is... What is this? Where are we?
What time is it?
No, let's do this properly. This is Tomorrow, and I am Tony Tomorrow.
The Tomorrow Show.
The Tomorrow Show. We are broadcasting across top of the South, streaming all over the planet on freshfm.net and the accessmedia.nz app. Oh, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to do that in the form of a news reader. You know how when they read this, you know when people are reading the news, they keep on talking until they run out of breath, and then they just take a breath anywhere that just doesn't make sense because you think they're going to take a breath, but then they don't want to say something. So it's Fresh FM broadcasting across the top of the South. You know, like, every time I watch the news, we're going well off topic.
Go on.
We're
also
podcast on. What? I thought that's what you said. Let them cook. Is that a new saying, what the hip kids are saying these days?
Yeah, right.
You know you're not a kid anymore. We established this a few weeks ago, remember? You're like, oh, no.
I can dream.
You can dream. We have not all been in the studio for a very long time, so sitting with me today is that guy.
Mr. Casualty.
And that guy.
Warren G.
And that guy.
Ghastly Demise.
Ghastly Demise.
Ghastly Demise.
Ghastly Demise. Yeah, the one that never has the same name twice. That is awesome. That is now becoming a staple. Was it staple piece or stable? It'd be a staple, right?
Staple.
Yeah.
Staple.
Yeah.
I'd rather think it's a stable part of the show, which we don't have. I thought you were going to do a nay. Still not going to do it.
This is Something Different with Warren G.
Oh, your thing was still open. Oh, thanks. I changed my mind.
Meow.
Why so late? You're like, wait, is it one of those times when you go to a dress-up party and you don't really want to go on in case everyone's not dressed up? You didn't want to do the meows in case no one else
did? No, I just missed the cue.
You can't hear it though, right? We've done this for like a solid year, man. Like,
nah, still missed it.
Still missed it, all right, since we haven't seen this fella for quite a while.
Yeah.
We're going to start off with your piece. This is the two-track selector brought to you from Casualty today. Usually it was in part with or whatever else I was saying at that point. So today you can introduce your own stuff.
Woohoo!
What do we have today?
All right, so I guess we'll go for a non-Kiwi track first, eh? How about that?
Okay.
How about a track called Edge Runners by Exploid?
I was panicking a bit because we've done this before when I rock up late and someone else has made a list and I'm looking for it. All right. Edge Runners, what's it called? Exploid?
Yeah, Exploid.
Mm. Your mic's on. You're being awfully quiet there. Ghastly.
Demise.
Here it is, to Jack Selector. First one of it. On Tomorrow.
Meow, meow.
Meow.
You know what it is, Mr. Ghastly?
Yeah.
Is it Ghastly or Ghastly?
Up to you.
I think it's because there's only been three of us, a maximum of three of us in the studio for a very long time. I'm only used to, like, those ones.
No, well, look at you go now.
Look at
town. Hey!
I don't know what's going on still. What do we have next, my friend?
All right, so next we've got a track called Rocket Ship by L.A.B. from NZ.
Here it is. Two-track selector.
My friend, yeah.
Tomorrow. Yes. We'll be right back.
And we're back.
Are we?
We're back with some fruitiness, juiciness, classic mix chaos of the...
The dub kind.
if only people knew.
no context needed.
That was a two-track selector. Give us your scores.
Oof. Okay, so I'm going to have to say, I'm going to give that and the second track a million grains of sand combined with All the Power of the Sun and a mixture of all the galaxies combined and some atoms and a sprinkling of salt. Plus 100.
You thought I was going to set you up. I was almost going to.
Yeah.
And then
I was going to join in, but then I was like, nah.
Meowses.
All right. We've got you've got a score to settle.
Yeah, I do.
We still don't have an intro for it.
No, we don't.
What's the segment called? I call bullshit.
Smell something funky.
I smell something. That's got to be part of it. We're gonna try and
funky.
All right. Funky so donkey. How about I'll give you a little second there to clean up your vocals a little bit because I know that last time you said one of them when I was editing I didn't understand a word you said.
All right. Yeah.
There you go. That'll do. That's your normal voice for sure. What do we got?
All right. So the story is so when I used to be, I was a concrete cutter back in the day. Yes, I used to be a concrete cutter.
Were you the blade or the apparatus? Sorry, carry on. You're like a transformer.
We did a job at a house on Princess Drive, and when we got there, my dad was like, "Oh, do you know this dude we're doing the job for is actually the director of Paranormal Activity?" And I'm like, "No way." And it's like, turns out, yeah, we're doing the job for the director of Paranormal Activity. And I'm a big horror fan, so I love. And I was like, no way we're doing this job.
Well, I've heard this story before, so it's up to you guys to decide whether it's...
Wait, what?
What do you guys reckon? The story that he's already told me once before, do you think it's true?
It's quite a hint, that one.
I don't know, maybe it's not change, now. Change maybe it's not now, actually.
He looks very blurry. Should double or nothing this one.
I don't know. What if he hasn't told me that?
Oh.
This is the reason we have the segment. He double says.
I love this segment so much.
What do we have? It's up to you two.
You know why? I don't like the section because I always get it wrong.
So what do you. It's because you doubt yourself. You're like.
Joel,
you
think it's this. What do you think?
Yeah. Go on, man.
Okay. So, I'm going to have
to. Let's wait. Before we go through this. You know, we never ask enough questions, okay. Right? So,
all right.
Anyone got any questions?
So, how old were you when you were doing this job?
So, this is actually a year after I left MIT. So, it'll be in 2021. So, if I'm 19.
Okay. Still doesn't help me much.
I don't know if dates really matter.
And you said Princess Drive, but you meant Prince's Drive, right?
Oh, particularities. And you also said...
if you could give me...
No, no, so...
you could give me an address.
You've got a few...
Yeah, what's the address?
You can't disclose. We're going to... I don't know, man. We can't really try and prove it if you don't give us the address.
We're doing some concrete cone for a driveway, so we're just cutting some lines into the driveway.
Oh, yeah. What kind
this
of...
This guy might know. Come on, mate. Give him
what kind of driveway?
What kind of concrete?
What kind of finish?
Gravel finish.
Gravel?
Gravel finish.
Gravel finish?
So you can see the stones.
Yeah.
Exposed aggregate.
Tasty, he says. Right.
All right, Tristan, go.
All right, I'm going to call BS.
Oh.
I just don't believe it.
All right.
Sorry.
Drum, please.
Drum. Don't do that. I was supposed to, like, my hands got too keen. Okay, anyway, that was your drum roll.
Okay. It was false.
Yeah.
Trusty got
Tristan. Oh, you did it. What story have you told me about that paranormal activity before?
My dad did it.
Hey?
My dad worked on that thing, but I didn't.
Hell, he worked on that movie.
No, he worked doing that job. I wasn't
on the movie. Job. What job on the movie?
Not on
was
the movie.
Was there a concrete cutter in that movie?
No.
I call bullshit.
So the director listens.
So that story happened, but yeah. Just not with you.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man.
The director looks Nelson.
I know that, yeah, because I remember this story was vaguely, like, not vaguely familiar. I remember this story. Yeah, I just didn't know whether you were there or not.
No, I wasn't there.
Congratulations, you get. Is this a clap? Nope, that's not a clap. That's a clap. Nope, that's not a clap.
Yo, this is Sammy Senior, and you're about to listen to my filthy new bootleg.
Okay, Sammy.
So get that bootleg. Check that.
Breaking news. I didn't wear anything.
Oh, man. Okay, I see how we're going now. You're getting into some real particular territory, yeah. Eh? Where it's just on the sly.
Yeah.
I mean, I had some evidence those few times that... So what's the score right now? I've got to add it up, but off the top of my head, you're still losing.
Actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, now it's about one up, I think.
Yeah, it's one up.
Studio of Tomorrow is one up.
Tomorrow.
That was Flash.
This is Something Different with Warren G.
All right, now I'm not feeling it.
It's been a minute.
I wonder if we'll even play that segment today. All right, so it has been a minute. It's been a long minute. And it's been a minute since we've all been in the studio together. So today I want to try something different.
Something new.
Yes.
Something fresh.
Something new. The been a minute special of 1 minute where they got a jabber on. And I don't know if I want to do this. I don't know if I want to hear 4 minutes worth of, like... here's the thing. We're going to start off with Casualty. Should we do 30 seconds or a minute? Because we're going to go around the room. And whatever he finishes on, the next person has to continue. All right? So we're going to do 30 seconds just to, like, not put our listeners, i.e. us.
Could go even less. Like, a couple of sentences and then...
Hey, don't try and stop yourself. You're like, you know, we could just not say it.
Just putting it out there.
Put it back. Okay, I think a minute's good.
All right.
If you would like, Mr. G there, we can do yours at 2 minutes.
All right.
No, 30 seconds. Should we do 30 seconds or a minute?
You're the official.
Oh, just do a minute.
1 minute each.
1 minute each.
Okay?
Yeah.
But there's going to be subject matter. Okay?
Subject.
We're going to have two things. Okay, it's got to be based around, like, Nelson, and someone's going to say a subject. Who wants to say the subject? No, let's not do that.
Scrap that out here.
Note to self, edit that bit out. So,
good subjects.
Well, I kind of wanted to make it all local stuff, but let's not do local. This segment, if for all of you out there that is listening, is just a complete, utter mess of jabber that doesn't make sense and isn't real, and I think we should be talking about something else.
Something fresh.
All right. Your word is fresh.
Fresh?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
So after a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, GD, can't remember what the standard for today can carry on. You're going back to GD when I can't remember, and it's been a few weeks since he's been able to do it. So, let's go.
All
1 minute, on
so,
fresh.
So, fresh. Wow, you know, there was this big swimming pool of water in it, and I jumped on it, and it was fresh, and it kind of cleaned me. But then I was swimming along and fell down the drain hole, unfortunately, and came out the other side. And then there was this guy there, and he said to me, oh, I've just got you this brand new Tesla. You want to go pick it up? And I'm like, where is it? And he goes, you got to fly to Auckland to get it. So I'm like, okay, sweet ass. All right. So I fly up to Auckland. I'm like expecting to see this Tesla X, Model X. I'm like, yeah, cool, awesome. All right, so rocking up to the car yard, and I'm like, okay, whereabouts is it? Go inside, you know, and then
10 seconds, get rid of the
table. Then I found out it was a Matchbox car, unfortunately.
Matchbox car, carrying on over there.
And as he was talking, as he was picking up this Matchbox car, he messaged in that kind of group chat we got, and because we kind of all planned to come to like do like a cool pool party, because to celebrate our chaos and all that stuff, we all brought our kind of drinks and we're going to play Mario Party. And we arrived at Tristan's place and we're like, where's Tristan? Like, he was meant to be here. Like, he messaged us to be like, hey, guys, come, let's do this pool party. And we organized it, but he wasn't there. Turns out he was picking up this Matchbox car, which he thought was, again, a Tesla. Turns out it wasn't Tesla. And he was like, hey, guys, guess what? I got a Tesla. And he was like, oh, God. And he's like, because he, with his magnificent phone, he kind of did, like, kind of some short angles, make it look like it was actually a big car, but it wasn't. And we're all surprised and impressed, like, who can afford a Tesla at, like, our range? Like, it's very expensive.
10 seconds, get ready.
So very, very good on him. So he got a flight back and arrived back in Nelson, and we're like, oh, can you show us your massive Tesla you got right there?
And then he showed us this, but you know what he did? He got it surgically attached to his forehead, and it's now a rhino horn. It's incredible. I've never seen that on a human being before, and I hope never to see it again, but but there it was. So he came back, shining horn. It was impressive. And he walked down the street. The people parted to the other side of the street, and the cars, they all slowed down. They were taken back by this Tesla attached to his forehead. And there was this young kid who unfortunately gazed too long at the forehead of this man walking down the street. And
so he
passed
was,
out.
He passed out. Mm. Well, the reason he passed out is because it turns out that this kid had too much static electricity, and that little Tesla actually had a tiny Tesla motor, mm-hmm. But it was Wi-Fi power, so it was like all wireless. And this kid just had too much energy, and when he passed out, he hit the ground. An old casualty over there just looks down at him. He's like, "Hey, man, want a lift?" And dude jumps out the building from beside him. He's like, "Oh, it's not called Lift Plus anymore; it's called Lift Jump." And so. Oh, casualty had a bit of a sip of this lift jump for no reason whatsoever, because it just does not make sense in this whole story. And he thought, hey, this tastes pretty fresh. Mm. That reminds me of this one time. I jumped in a swimming pool and he like fell down the drain plug, ended up in Auckland and ended up with a toy Tesla stuck to his forehead.
Yeah. And we all reminisce about that story. Like, it was a wild night.
We had so many drinks. Oh, that's too long. We don't need to hear the whole thing of that either. Oh, I apologise. To whoever out there. So that segment is about us just jabbering on, just for the sake of it. And because we haven't been in this building together for so long, we thought we'd do that long. So now it's this.
Is this something different?
Waiting on you now.
Yeah. Oh. Just make sure your hands are well clear. All right.
That's what she said.
Don't press any buttons. I'm watching.
Okay, well.
About the stage. What are you, mic three? No. Right. Something different. This segment here is something different. Warren G is tasked with getting something different.
So I was listening to this the other day and I was like, yeah, this is something different. Let's hear it. Television, the drug of the nation, by the disposable heroes of hypocrisy.
Hypocrisy? Hip-hop. Is it a blues hip-hop song? Here it is.
You'll find out.
On Tomorrow.
Fresh FM.
Well, on a brighter note,
commercial break.
The government has now banned the carrying of spears.
Stop about every 1,000 miles, ain't asking too much, is it?
You might wish to stay on and listen.
It was a place where everything was legal.
I met this woman.
So if you're looking for emotional satisfaction, my advice to you is seek professional help.
Thank you for joining us live on the air.
My pleasure.
One nation under God has turned into one nation under the influence of one drug. Television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV, its satellite links are United States of unconsciousness. Apathetic, therapeutic, and extremely addictive. The methadone metronome, pumping out 150 channels 24 hours a day. You can flip through all of them, and still there's nothing worth watching. TV is the reason why less than 10% of our nation reads books daily. Why most people think Central America means Kansas. Socialism means un-American, and apartheid is the new headache remedy. Absorbed in its world, it's so hard to find us. It shapes our minds the most. Maybe the mother of our nation should remind us that we're sitting too close to the television. The drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. TV is a stomping ground for political candidates, where bears in the woods are chased by Grecian formulated bald eagles. TV is mechanized politics, remote control over the masses, co-sponsored by environmentally safe gases. Watch for the PBS special. It's a perpetuation of the two-party system, where image takes precedence over wisdom, where soundbite politics are served to the fast food culture, where straight teeth in your mouth are more important than the words that come out of it. Race baiting is the way to get selected. Will he Horton or will he not get elected? On television, the drug of a nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
On the screen is an address where you can mail your tithe offering or gift of love.
Okay, got the idea? All right, now let's concentrate.
Is it the reflector or the director? Does it imitate us or do we imitate it? Because a child watches 1,500 murders before he's 12 years old. And then we wonder why we created a Jason generation that learned to laugh rather than abhor the horror. TV is a place where armchair generals and quarterbacks can experience firsthand the excitement of video warfare as the theme song is sung in the background. Sugar-sweet sitcoms that leave us with a bad actor taste, while pop stars metamorphosize into soda pop stars. You saw the video, you heard the soundtrack. Well, now go buy the soft drink. Well, the only cola that I support would be a union COLA cost of living allowance. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. Back again, new and improved, we return to our irregularly programmed schedule, hidden cleverly between heavy-breasted beer and car commercials. CNN, ESPN, ABC, BCB, TNT, but mostly BS, where oxymoronic language like virtually spotless, fresh, frozen, light, yet filling, and military intelligence have become standard. TV is a place where phrases are redefined, like recession to necessary downturn, crude oil on a beach to moose, civilian death to collateral damages, and being killed by your own army is now called friendly fire. TV is a place where the pursuit of happiness has become the pursuit of trivia, where toothpaste and cars have become sex objects, where imagination is sucked out of children by a cathode ray nipple. TV is the only wet nurse that would create a cripple. Television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance, feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation. On television, the drug of the nation, breeding ignorance and feeding radiation.
It could
jazz.
Almost
jazz.
That song was from I believe 1992. So if they were talking about television, of course, must have been before the turn of the century. Wait, is it turn of the century? Did I get that right? I get a lot of stuff wrong, so we're gonna go with that. What are you thinking for? Is it because I'm talking too much?
Should I give you some room to breathe? You say because everyone streams stuff now and no one watches television.
Yeah, I mean a song like that, I'm pretty sure he would have been talking about a little bit more advancement of technology.
It was released in 1992.
Boom! Mic drop. Go drop it. No, don't drop it. It's not yours. What's our next song?
All right, this next one's all about tongues.
Ooh. We all have them.
Yeah.
Well.
Tanya Takuk. Takuk. Not sure how to say it. Yeah, maybe.
Tagaq. T-A-G-A-Q.
Yeah, she is of Inuit descent.
Ooh.
Hmm. So, let's hear it.
Something different. On tomorrow.
On the firm.
Bad. Bad. Did you say bad?
Sheep?
Take our tongues. We lost our language, and we didn't. In Nuvola, we didn't. In Nuvola, you can't take that from us. You can't take that from us. Have my tongue. You can't have my tongue, Inuvunga. You can't. have my tongue. You can't have my tongue. Inuvunga. Dukisivunga. You can't have my tongue. I don't want your God. I don't want your God. Put him down. Put him down. I don't want your shame. I wanna come. It doesn't belong to me. You can't have my tongue. Inuvunga.
Wow.
Wow.
I don't know what to say.
That was a trip.
Cool.
How did you find that?
That I Algorithms? Listened to tonight, no? Well, yeah, I guess yeah. It was a playlist of, let me.
Don't tell me you get into these guys' territory where on the way in you're like, that one will do.
Join us.
That's cool. I'm going to cut that bit out and put it in a song. I'll give it to you. Or you could probably just get this one. Yeah, man.
Yeah,
man,
for sure.
Make a song out of that bit. So, yes, how did you find it? You've quite a playlist.
Oh, yeah, it just came up as a playlist of some like weird electronic ambient out there stuff.
Yeah, I definitely think it could be some psytrance. I wanted to make that drum and bass. That was... I'm speechless. Well, not really, but I will pretend to be for the time being. That was the wrong one. Hey, if that was planned, it definitely matches the rest of the show. Yeah. What was that?
Really?
Yeah, you got your segment played.
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks,
yeah,
John.
John, thank you. Thank you very much. He did that. We're going to have to pay him three times as much now.
Mm-hmm.
What's three times zero?
Your mic is not on.
Thanks for telling me. I was wondering why I couldn't hear myself. That's right. It's going to sound great in the edit. This is not comfortable. Oh, hold on. Can't remember what I said. All right, let's play.
That matches perfectly.
That does match perfectly. That's exactly it. So we are going to play another. Wait, what song do you have today? Let's play one from Ghastly Demise. Yes. Nailed it.
All right, we've got some by Luna, which is not on.
Yep.
And it's called Funk.
It's called Funk.
Funk
by Luna. On tomorrow.
On the bridge.
Add a little funk to the brain. To the brain, the funk, baby.
Oh, okay.
You know what you did, right?
That was just a sample.
What's love got to do? Got to do the funk, baby. What's love got to do? Got to do the funk, baby. What's love got to do? Got to do the funk, baby. What's love got to do? Got to do the funk, baby.
Number two. So what's your segment called? We need a name of your segment. Yours was supposed to be local. Who was that guy?
That was Flame.
Flame. Where's he from?
He's from Christchurch, but I know him.
No.
Never mind, up here.
Oh, right. Is this the DJ you're talking about? Is that another one?
Another one.
You know some people, don't you?
I know a lot of people now.
You know some people. All right, we've gotten barely any time left.
Let's just
have a bit of ambient music in the background.
Secret track time.
Wait, you got to do this for that.
Whoop, whoop.
Tomorrow. Now it's the secret track time. I'd like to thank you all for being here tonight.
I'd like to say thanks for having me.
Can we all hold hands? It's probably a good thing that we're not all in the same room all the time. This gets so much more random with each one of us that's in here. You know, like...
Too much random.
Way too much random. But that's great. That's what the show's all about.
My one question is, can your Tesla do a kickflip?
That is a good question.
Maybe it can.
Of course it can. You ever try? I used to... When I couldn't afford a tech deck, before tech decks, I remember actually we used to cut out like cards and make them into kind of like the shape.
Mm.
I remember someone did like a speech on it, when I was in college, and he was like saying how like his mate came back from America with these little tech decks. It was a great little speech.
Mm.
He definitely did a lot more work than I did on trying to do some speeches, because I had nothing like that. But I used to try and ollie all my little cars.
Mm-hmm.
Still haven't practiced, so I still can't do it.
So that's my true assignment. That's your assignment for me. From me to you.
There you go. You have to kickflip your Tesla.
Yeah. Oh, just gonna have to try.
I'll have results next time alive.
Ghastly Denise.
What's up?
Ghastly Denise. I can't remember what the other name you were calling yourself tonight is. So who's our one listener tonight?
Rick.
I think it's Denise.
Hey? No, I thought Rick was listening as well.
Rick?
Rick.
Yeah. Rick and Denise.
Rick and Denise. Rick. From,
Upper.
Culverden.
Upper Hutt, bro.
From there.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's going on tonight.
Or was it Levin as well?
Living. You know, usually this part of the show is where we talk the most, like the clearest and the best, but we're just jabbering on. We need to do this again. I'd like to do this again sometime if you guys are partial to it.
Oh, yeah, you want to do it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Perhaps, yeah, next tomorrow might be good.
Tomorrow.
We'll see you next tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.